WN was reporting that more than 140 schools reported damage to their property after the storms that battered Cape Town earlier this week. And the latest I know is that the fires in the Knysna area are under control, even though we have had an SMS notice from a Jonathan who unfortunately has not been able to come up on air with us to say that there is a fire that has started in Sir Brak village. Joining me on the line now is James Brent Stein from the local government spokesperson, it says, but speaks on behalf of Minister Anton Bradal and his Minister of Local Government, Environmental Affairs and Development Planning. James Brent, a very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Africa. Morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So we're a couple of days after the storm and the fire seemingly on the whole under control. What are the state of affairs, not only in Cape Town, but in the province as well?
Okay. Africa, just slight correction first. We talk about having the fire contained, not under control. These fires are not under control yet, but about 85% of the fire line in the Eden district late yesterday afternoon was contained. So the difference is that if it's contained, it's basically been put out. But if the weather conditions turn against you and there's a whole lot of wind picking up, which is what's predicted for today, tragically, scale force winds picking up again in that area. It's like fanning along the embers of a dying fire somewhere, you know, and it can pick up and flare up again. So it's very, very concerning. So that's the slight difference between when we say the fire is under control, as opposed to that it's been contained. So we're very, very concerned for today. The fire conditions extremely dangerous, and we're thinking of the guys who've been on that fire line now the past few days. They're exhausted, but So we'll see. We'll see what happens today.
All right. So the fire, and thank you, by the way, for that clarity of distinction. Yes. How many homes do we now know for sure have been destroyed or damaged by the fire? How many people have been affected by that?
So the latest information that I've got is that probably more than 400 houses have been completely destroyed in Knysna. Hundreds more severely damaged. We're still doing a tally. But that is, you know, we're still trying to put out the fires first, so we'll have a better assessment probably next week. But the damage is significant in Knysna particularly, but in that whole area. But in Knysna, for instance, the infrastructure in the town is severely damaged. So your power infrastructure, your water infrastructure, sewage infrastructure, it's all severely damaged. So it's going to be quite a task just to rebuild the area.
And I imagine, James Brent, that because we're still fighting the fire, we have not necessarily begun investigating what was the cause of the fire.
Yes, of course. We have no idea at this stage. All these rumors of arson and arsonists being arrested is absolutely unfounded. Of course, we'll investigate when we can, when we have time. But there's two points to bear in mind. Fires in that region this time of year, not entirely unusual. What's unusual is that we were hit with a 70 to 90 kilometer an hour gale force wind due to the storm that moved in on Tuesday evening. So that's highly unusual for this time of year. So at one stage, for example, on Tuesday, Monday, we were already fighting fires there, about 26 different fires in that area. So fires in that area, not unusual for this time of year, but the conditions certainly were, and that exacerbated the situation.
Now, I know that the city of Cape Town has deployed some firefighters to go and help with the fire. I imagine you are getting quite a lot of help from other municipalities and provinces as well.
Yes, no, it's been a team effort, and everybody that can help has offered to help, and we appreciate all the offers of assistance, and we welcome it, and we could try to coordinate as best we can. If it's not for a team effort, things would be much worse. We want to just Africa while I got a moment. There has been a request from the municipality, Knysna in particularly, that if the public and corporates, etc., want to continue to contribute, there's been such an overwhelming overwhelming people coming forward with goods, etc., clothes, etc., that's been coming into Knysna at an overwhelming rate, that they do believe that they've that it would be great if people could start making cash contributions, financial contributions, and I'll tweet the link later on my Twitter. The reason being that there's a whole lot of other needs. School kids are going to need uniforms. People are going to need beds, mattresses, building materials in some areas. And the municipality is going to be able to coordinate those funds to the areas that they identify as the most important, where some funds might be needed. But the overwhelming support has been incredible. If possible, we would ask people to consider making financial contributions going forward.
Then, James Brent, I'm going to ask the obvious questions that listeners are going to have top of mind as they listen to that. The deposit is being made to the municipality's coffers. How do they know that the amount of money is going to be ring-fenced and used to obviously respond to the fires and the impact that it's had on people?
Of course. So there's a dedicated account that falls under the Eden District Municipality. So it's not the Knysna Municipality, it's the Eden District Municipality, which is a bigger municipality that looks after the region. That's another reason why the call for instead of the goods, which we've received, I think, in excess already of about 8 tons in the town, and another 68 tons en route as we speak that we're aware of. So it's overwhelming, and it's amazing, and it's incredible, and we don't want to ask people to stop, please. But if possible, the financial contributions will help to address the other real challenges that's starting to come up now. As I mentioned, for example, uniforms for school kids people have lost everything. So the reason why we are recommending this account, there's oversight on that account from provincial and national government side. People can put in the details where they'd like the funds to go, for example, to George or Plettenberg Bay or Knysna or Sedgefield or any of the communities there. And we will be able to account for that money very well in that account.
And then to Cape Town for a second. There's a bit more rain expected later on today into tomorrow morning. 80% probability of about 15 millimeters of rain. The wind is certainly not going to be anywhere close to what we experienced earlier on this week. But things have settled, I imagine, and the disaster risk management team have responded to disasters that were experienced as a result of that storm. Really, that we experienced earlier this week. No concerns that you have for you and your team as far as Cape Town this weekend?
I think you're not right at this moment. I think you've illustrated it quite well. Settled down is probably a great description for the broader province, including the city of Cape Town. City of Cape Town's disaster responders have done a remarkable job looking after the displaced people in the city. We're not aware of any real challenges anywhere else besides the Eden District at this stage, and that remains our major cause for concern. It's going to be a huge concern for the next couple of days, probably even the week in Eden, because of the bad weather conditions that's picking up. But for the rest of the province, we believe that things have settled, but of course we keep an eye on it, and if needs be, we will respond appropriately if things do turn around.
James Brent, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. I'll let you go back to your little one who is calling for your attention there in the background. A man that has been working very hard, he and his team, in responding to the various fires definitely in the Southern Cape recently, and obviously the storms early on this week. James Brent Stein, spokesperson for Minister Anton Bradal, who is the Minister of Local Government, Environmental Affairs and Development Planning. The Eden District Municipality asking for financial contributions as opposed to non-perishables and, you know, those kind of physical contributions, because they are being overwhelmed at the moment with your generosity.